I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for The Business Side, our weekly segment on economic issues, sometimes micro, and in the case of today, macro. This Sunday, the Alltech Ideas Conference gets underway in Rupp Arena and also the Lexington Convention Center. And we are fortunate enough to have on the line the president and CEO of Alltech, Dr. Mark Lyons.
Hello, great to be with you.
All right, 35 years for this particular conference, so certainly a lot has changed over that span of time.
Absolutely. This event actually started out as something that was a very technical meeting, very agricultural focus, and it's really changed over, especially I think the last 5 years, to be something very inclusive, really something in it for everyone, anyone involved in business, anyone involved in innovation and thinking differently. This is really a place to be. Also, it has always been a very international event, but definitely over the last few years, we've had 70, 80 countries represented. So it's really something quite unique and also gained some scale last year with over 3,500 people in attendance. And this year, we're expecting to eclipse that number.
All right. Every year you have a particular theme. So what is it this year?
So, you know, the idea of the conference has been about that, thinking differently, thinking big. But you can see in some of the imagery this year, we've used a lot of color. And I think that's really to bring in the diversity of ideas, diversity of the people involved. And we're really talking about three main things. We have a plenary session around inspiration. That's our kickoff. Got some really big speakers there. Then we're talking about innovation. A lot of things happening in technology. And then finally, our final session is around inclusion. And we think inclusion is really an interesting topic today because it's really something that I think a lot of parts of society, a lot of companies are grasping and seeing as a potential big advantage when they can organize their business around that concept.
Yeah, and when we talk about the range of speakers, obviously a little something for everyone, but talk mainly about your keynote speakers.
Yeah, so that inspiration session kicking us off on Monday morning will start with Illuminate, which some people may have seen on America's Got Talent, a really exciting way to kick the show off. And then following that is Bear Grylls. So Bear Grylls is somebody that I think, as I've traveled around the world, I've seen he resonates with people, the challenges he's overcome in his life, and of course that he brings us in as part of it through his shows. And also I think his perspective on things that are changing on our planet and really makes that a personal aspect of his own life. So we're really excited about having him with us. His focus on philanthropy is quite similar to a lot of the things that Alltech is involved in. And I think some of the challenges and some of the things he's going to be talking about, overcoming fear, overcoming failure, I think will be something that will be inspirational for the entire audience.
You also have Chris Zook, who's going to be giving a talk.
So one of the main speakers that we have that we feel will be very impactful, really for anyone who's involved in business, but particularly a family business, is Chris Zook. He's from Bain Consultancy, and he's the co-author of a book called The Founder's Mentality. And for us, you know, in Alltech, this has been a really important book over the last year and a half. Because obviously, you know, a little bit over a year ago, my father, the founder of Alltech, passed away. And so we've been utilizing this book and to really dig deep and think about the types of things that my father did, the behaviors he had, things that made him different, that really made his company different. And how do we make sure that we maintain those within our organization as we move forward? And the reason that that's important isn't just because he's such a central figure within our organization, as any founder is, but it's actually that founder-led companies outcompete non-founder-led companies 3-1. And so if we can keep that founder's mentality within our organization, we can keep that competitive advantage, which we see as fundamental as being a family business, being able to move quickly, stay away from bureaucracy. So I think his talk on the Tuesday afternoon session, as we wrap up, will really be a high-impact talk for anyone involved in business.
And finally, Ramez Ram.
Yeah, so Ramez Nam has been actually in Lexington before. He spoke a few years ago and was very, very well received. What I really enjoy about his talk is that he's talking about disruption. He's talking about the way technology is changing the world. But he also is giving us a really positive message of how we've used innovations to progress in the past, to overcome previous challenges, and how we're going to do that again. And this really fits nicely with the wrap-up session we have. We're going to be launching a program which is really the campaign for Altec going forward, which talks about working together for a planet of plenty. And so our idea is that we actually are in a world of infinite ideas and therefore infinite possibilities, not one of finite resources. And I think Remez is going to be the perfect person to kind of set that last final idea up, because it's very similar to types of things that he's working on in the energy sector and in technology.
And obviously, these are three that we talk about. There are quite a number of great speakers that you have for this particular conference.
Yeah, we have a huge number of speakers. And I think what we have seen over the last few years is these plenary sessions are great. You get the big names and big ideas. But what makes the conference special is that we have many of these breakout sessions, and they're specific to certain topics. So there is a business session. There's one on beverage alcohol. There's one on health and wellness. There's a number of other areas, and there's something in this for everyone. And in those sessions, you're talking about numbers of 100, 200, 300 people. And so you get to kind of give your voice and participate in a much more important way. And also on the Tuesday evening, as we wrap up, we have what we call table talks. And so some of those big speakers are actually participating in these dinners where you might only have 50 people at some of the best restaurants around Lexington. And so this gives a real opportunity for people to participate in that dialogue. And I think that's the part ultimately that people want out of these types of conferences. Obviously making getting the ideas, but also making new connections, networking, and being able to share their voice in this dialogue. And that's ultimately what we see being the real purpose of the conference.
And you alluded to it earlier, but this is basically an initial opportunity for you to more or less put your stamp on this particular conference. Talk about that.
Yes, exactly. So last year, you know, we were reflecting a lot on my father, on the impact that he made, you know, obviously within our company, but also within Kentucky. We talked a lot about how, you know, he brought Kentucky with him around the world as he traveled, and he brought Kentucky back here through this conference. So this year, you know, a little bit of what you're going to see is, I suppose, a bit of my mark. A lot of the things that we were interested in were similar, but you obviously have a generational difference and a little bit of a different view on technology. So what you're going to see in the first session is we're going to talk about that really legacy of action that he had and the types of things that he was passionate about and how we're progressing those ideas and adding new ideas to that. So I think it's going to be a tremendous event, and hopefully we'll make him proud.
Dr. Lyons, if people want more information, especially about how to register for the conference and maybe pricing, where do they go?
So they can go to the website one.altec.com, and what they're going to see there is that actually we really want the local community to participate. That was one of the legacy and one of the dreams my father had, was that people in the local community really take advantage of what this conference is all about. And so we've created special rates for local attendees, and we've also created day passes, which was something we didn't do in the past. And so that, I think, allows people the opportunity who may have restrictions in terms of time, in terms of budgets, to be able to participate and see a little bit of what this is. We also have a wonderful group supporting us called our One Club, and we have a lot of local companies involved in that. And so we really thank them for their support. And, you know, that's also something that we encourage other groups to get involved in. We'll be announcing a number of partnerships and projects with those One Club members this year. So this is as much a global event as it is a local event, and vice versa. And so we look forward to a big Kentucky participation this year.
And again, the dates are this Sunday with some events, but then Monday and Tuesday it really kicks in.
Yeah, we're going to kick this year off at Keeneland on Sunday night. So that's going to be really exciting. And so that's something kind of unique. But really, yeah, the meat of the program is Monday and Tuesday, two full days, a lot packed in, but certainly something in there for everyone.
We're talking about the 35th one, the Altec Ideas Conference. It'll be at Lexington Center and also Rupp Arena for certain segments as well. Our guest today on the business side has been the CEO of Altec, the president and CEO of Altec, Dr. Mark Lyons. And we certainly thank you for your time today, and best of luck with the conference.
Thank you for the opportunity.